service that you render far beyond your own physical presence if you have enough money. I think we will realize what George Bernard Shaw said was accurate. It is a sin to be poor. If we haven't got much money, we're just not rendering much service. And I think the greatest is the servant. Answer those questions accurately. And realize this. If it doesn't look too good, that's not bad. At least you know where you're at. And as we get into the next part of this program, we can show you then how to get to where you want to go. Remember I pointed out it's absolutely essential that you have a goal if you're going to get the best out of this program? And at the end of the first cassette that you had, we give you a suggestion of possibly a trip to one of these paradise islands. How about a new automobile? Would you like a new automobile? If you could have any kind of car you wanted, what would you have?
Pass the torch, one to another. Carry the flame as far as you can. Pass the torch, sister to brother. The journey is yours, the journey is mine. A journey to wonders.
You're really going to enjoy this message. Here we're going to talk about how much is enough. Not for me, for you. How much money do you really want? We're going to be introduced to a very special friend of mine, a great speaker and quite a result-oriented guy, Paul Hutze from Pittsburgh, Kansas. And we're going to be talking about the image maker. You are an image maker.
Now, on page 17... at the top of the page, how much is enough? Earl Nightingale said something that I love. He said, most people think they want more money than they really do, and they settle for a lot less than they could get. I think probably many of you were born with the very same idea I was, or raised with it anyway, that if you're going to earn any money, you're going to have to work really hard. Well, let me go back to what Napoleon Hill said here. He said, one idea is all that you need to achieve the success you seek. Now he said, when riches begin to come, they're going to come so quickly and in such great abundance that one wonders where they've been hiding through all those lean years. Now he said, this is an astounding statement, and all the more so when you take into consideration the popular belief that riches come only to those who work hard and long. When you begin to think and grow rich, you're going to observe that riches begin with a state of mind, with definiteness of purpose, with little or no hard work. He said, you and every person ought to be interested in knowing how to acquire that state of mind which will attract riches. Now, in another part, way towards the middle of the book, he reemphasizes this. He said, if you are one of those people who believe that hard work and honesty alone will bring riches, perish the thought, because it's not true. He said, riches, when they come in huge quantities, are never the result of hard work. Riches come, if they come at all, in response to definite demands based upon the application of definite principles and not by chance or luck. Now, we're talking about the definite principles. It's up to you to apply them. You want to stop and think, how can I fill a definite demand? Now, you don't have to go too far to see very poor service. These people have never gained an understanding of the law of compensation. The law of compensation is based on three very simple points. The amount of money you and I earn is always going to be in direct ratio to the need for what you do, your ability to do it, and the difficulty there will be in replacing us. Now, there very likely is a great need for what you do. You had nothing to do with that. That need was just there. Your ability to fill that need. All you have to do every day is put forth an effort to do whatever you're doing better. And as you do that, you're going to find that it'll become very difficult to replace you. There's very few pros around. A lot of people busy, but not too many doing it properly. Now, we're saying for you to get into this prosperity concept or get it into high gear, You must